Gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
We thank God for being in here today. Amen. Amen. This is our Heritage Sunday, and we want to give honor to where we came from. Amen. To my husband, amen. We thank God for you. And to my pastor in his absence. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you just hide me behind the cross, Lord God. No longer do they see me, but they see the word that's coming out of me. Speak to my mind, speak to my heart, Lord God. Speak to every part of me. Allow it to be used for your vessel, Lord God. I pray right now for each and every one of us, Lord God, that's in here, that their ears be receptive to the word of God, that it fall on good ground, that it be manifested into their lives, that they can take something, Lord God, to make their day even better, God. We come right now asking, Lord God, that you forgive us for all our sins. Anything and everything that's not like you, we cast it to the pits of hell from which it comes to never bring it back up again. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not used to the mic in my face, but I'm gonna do what I can with it. Amen. Like I said, today is our Heritage Sunday, and we want to, and we see everybody around in here have on something pertaining to Black history, and I hope and pray that you do your own study and on this beautiful thing, because we are considered Black African Americans, amen? And we're proud to be that, amen? Amen. Our scripture reading will come from Psalms. Psalms 92, starting at verse number 10. We're going to talk about the whole song, but we're going to take our text from Psalms 92 and verse number 10. And it reads, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horns of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And you may be seated. If I had to tag a text for this, it would be fresh. We need fresh oil. We need fresh oil. Church, I just want to come and just, I don't believe I want to shout today. I have been under the weather, but that's neither an excuse. I said that this morning in Sunday school. That's not an excuse to do what God has called you to do, because I want to give him everything I have. Every part of me belongs to him. Amen. So I'm going to do my best, and I hope and pray that I get some amens. But if I don't, I heard a song say, if you don't clap for me, I'm going to clap for myself. Amen. Amen. So if I can get an amen, I appreciate it. But if I don't, I know God is going to be elated with it. Amen. Psalms 92 is a song of praise. It's a song of praise because, and I want to tell you this, we always say that Psalms is written by David. But I researched this over and over and over, and it said the song was unknown. The writer was unknown. But some wanted to say it was allocated to David, but it was unknown. So with it being unknown, it still was a song of praise. It was a song of praise in the Sabbath. And we learned last Sunday that the Sabbath was the seventh day, and that day was the day of rest. God commanded us to rest on the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. And when you rest, it means that you rest from everything. Everybody rests, even the cattle, even the beast in the field. Everybody rests. And in that rest, you were supposed to lean and depend on God. Not just rest physically, but rest mentally as well. So it was a song of praise during the Sabbath. And if we know anything about Black history, we know our ancestors needed rest. They needed rest way more than we needed rest. Amen. We're in a land of freedom, but they was in a land of slavery. Amen. It is the declaration that the righteous was facing opposition. They were being defeated. And here was this song of giving worship to the Lord, who is going to bring you out of slavery. I thought about it over and over again, and I looked at a lot of times back when they were in slavery, they did singing, hymns. That was a thing of giving them restoration in their souls. It wasn't all, you know, y'all, we wonder a lot of times why we like music. We love music. The Black culture love music. We love music because that was part of our ancestors. The music is different, but it was still music, and the music spoke to their souls, and it allowed them to press on. A lot of times we listen to music just to dance, but sometimes they listen to music to push themselves through some adversities. Amen. They were not be defeated. That's what they were saying. They understood something powerful. When God exalts you, no system can permanently depress you. No devil in hell can even stop you. We're looking around the United States, and there's steady bills in prisons. Prisons are to suppress you. It's to house the people that is really... they feel they're out of order or they did something wrong. It's all boils down to keeping you in a place, depressed, oppressed. And if you think about the children of Israel, we've been learning about them from since the 1st of January, that they were depressed, they were oppressed, but they still increased. Amen? So they weren't that depressed, but the word says that they were oppressed, and they had slave taskmasters that kept them in a place. Amen. Well, how many of y'all know that the children of Israel was God's chosen people? They was his chosen. So he pulled them out of slavery just as he pulled us out of slavery. Amen. When you look at Black history, Psalms 92 lived out this is in real time. I see us as people where our horns were pressed down. And when I say horn, I mean, biblically, horn represented authority. It represented power. It represented dominion. That's what a horn represents. I looked up, and I didn't look it up. This is something I've been studying. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over cattle, and over all the earth." That's in the Old Testament. Okay, we ain't under the law no more. We under grace. I hear you. New Testament. Luke 10:19 says, "I have given you the authority to trample over snakes, scorpions, and all over the powers of the enemies." That's the New Testament. Old Testament and the New Testament. So it all comes back fruition all the way around, that the Lord has given us authority to do some things on this earth. Amen? In the scripture, the horn represent power, authority, and victory. I thought about it so hard that a lot of times when we get authority, sometimes we take that authority and we misuse it. That's why our authority does not make an impact on us as Blacks, if I can use that, if that's okay. Because when we get authority, we misuse it. We handle people wrongly. And so our authority, people don't want your authority. I'll just say it like that. I'm just gonna say it how I feel it. Just say it how I feel it. When we get authority, we mishandle people. And we misuse them. And we take our authority to our head, and we forget who gave us the authority. It is not your authority. When God places you over people, he sees something on the inside of you that he wants to be brought on the outside of you to help somebody else. It's not to flaunt yourself. It's not to make you above somebody else. It's just that you have some characteristics on the inside of you that God sees that he can use. Amen? So, authority, power. The word of God says the Spirit didn't give us power, but love and a sound mind. Power comes from God. It does not come from man. It does not come from your friends. It does not come from your loved one. Power, true power, comes from the Lord. And that's the only way you can walk this walk, Christ walk, is the power of God. I don't care how many times you go tell somebody. I don't care how many times you get your who riders. It does not matter, because if the Lord said it, it's going to be done. And if you don't like it, oh, well. Amen? We've got to learn where that power comes from. And we got to stand on the power that God gives us, not man. Amen? Amen. My horn shalt thou exalt. He's saying, God will strengthen me publicly. And the reason he said publicly, because a lot of times we are oppressed privately. If anybody know what oppressed means, it's meaning you push down to the dirt. You'll push down in every situation. You'll push down in things going on in your life. But the Lord said, I will exalt you publicly. And reason he want to do it publicly, for him to get the glory. The glory belongs to the Lord, not us. So if he's going to do it publicly, he's going to strengthen us publicly. That means he's strengthening us for whatever task that we have to do, whatever situation that we're in, whatever thing that's going on around us. That's what he is doing, strengthening us publicly. I know when we don't like that publicly thing, because we like to go through things privately. We don't want nobody to know that we're having problems in our life. We don't want nobody to know that things are not going well in your home. We don't want nobody to know we're having problems at home, Fred. We don't want nobody to know that. We don't. So we come out looking like we don't have nothing going on. But we got a God that sits high and looks low, and he knows everything about each and every one of us. So it don't matter what I come and try to portray. We know God already sees it. Amen? But he said he will strengthen us publicly. A lot of times we like public attention. We don't want nobody to know we're going through. Our ancestors went through way more than what we can even fathom. They went through a lot. And they decided to go to the church to sing, to encourage one another. Because sometimes, I don't know. I know God knows all and he sees all, so he knows the era that I needed to be born in, because he know I probably wouldn't have last back in the day because of my mouth. Yeah, I wouldn't have last. They would have. I'd have still been getting beat. You know, we ought to tell the truth about ourselves. Yeah, I'd still been getting beat. Yeah, they'd try to close my mouth because I'd have been talking too much, and I'd have been telling them that you're not fair, and you're not treating us fair, and you need to do this, and you need to do that, and they'd have still been beating me. Yeah. So he knows what era we needed to be born in. He knows what we can take and what we can't take. Amen. He knows how much to put on us. Amen. You know, a lot of times we don't understand that, but God has a measure that he places on us. What you can take and what you can't take. It's him, y'all. He does it. So he knew I didn't need to be back then. I don't know about y'all, but I got to tell about myself. I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it. Black history is a story of a lifted horn because we were so oppressed. We were so in bondage. And even in bondage, even in being oppressed, we were still singing hymns to God. See, a lot of times when we go through different things, we forget to pray. When you isolate yourself, you forget to pray. You just want to be in your mood or in your era, and you forget to pray. But in theirs, they prayed constantly. Even because it was a song, it was still worship unto the Lord. I think about the song, Way in the Water. That was back in the day. You were saying, oh, they weighing in the water. Yeah, they were. Because they was being beat in the fields, slapped around. I want to tell some, you know, about the women, but we're not going to go there. It's a lot of children in here. But do your history. Read that. Because we need to know why everybody tells us to stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. When you're standing on somebody's shoulder, that means you're standing higher than the next person. That means you can look farther than the next person. You need to be elevating or moving forward than the next person. You're not supposed to be standing still, stagnant. That means you're not moving forward. So how are we standing on the shoulders of our ancestors if we're not progressing? Standing on the shoulder of somebody means you're progressing towards something. I can see farther than that. And y'all know if I'm standing on somebody's shoulder, I'm excited because I sure can see. Because I'm short. Mm-hmm. I make light of it because I know everybody else talks about it. And I'm all right with it now. I used to didn't be, but I'm all right with it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. God knew what he was doing when he made me. So if I'm going to stand on somebody's shoulders, it's for a purpose. I'm looking forward. I'm looking more. I can see more. And guess what, y'all? I can do more. Amen. I don't want to stay in the same position that I was last week. We just going to even talk about last week. I want to progress every day. Amen. They tried to break our bodies in slavery, but they could not break our spirit. Y'all know this spirit man, even though things can be coming up, you know, I couldn't be back in those days. But I probably could, because the Holy Spirit that rests, rules, and abides on the inside of me will tell me to be quiet. It'll shut you down. If you lean in the dependent, I could do it. Now, do I want to do it? Absolutely not. But I could do it because I lean and depend on God. They tried to break they put us in slavery, breaking the body, but they couldn't break the spirit. The spirit man. The spirit man's talk to God, and that's where we get our strength from God. God is talking to that spirit man saying, you can make it. You can do it. You can go forward. You can jump higher. You can press harder. Because we can. Amen. They tried to silence us during segregation, but the horn rise. None of us in here, well, I'm going to say that hypothetically. Don't tar and feather me. Really experience segregation. We really don't know about outhouses and walking down the roads bound together in chains on your ankles and your feet. We don't know anything about that because we're free. We have liberty and we have freedom. We think about that song, Break Every Chain. They were chained together. Some of them chained together like this and chained with somebody else. But they had chains on them even as they worshiped the Lord. Picture it in your mind that if you had to be chained with somebody. Make sure you want to be chained with somebody you like nowadays. Y'all playing like y'all don't understand. Yeah. Make sure you chain with somebody you like, because now, back in the day, they didn't have an option. Now we have options. And we like to be chained with somebody we like. Okay, maybe that's me. They tried to silence them during segregation, but their horns rise. The horns, again, was authority, power. Authority, power. And if God is giving you power, he's going to give you victory. Amen? He's going to give you victory. Victory. I think about, I did a little research, and I know we all have researched this back in the day. We think about Harriet Tubman, and I know, if I'm not mistaken, Women of Zion, we watch Harriet Tubman. And it told us that a lady that was born in slavery got out and came back to free others. But let me tell y'all one little thing. We say that part, but we miss the little minute, the most powerful part of it. She didn't do it on her own. It's almost like the Lord put her to sleep to give her revelations of what to do. She didn't do it on her own. It's always been the power of God working in every situation. If you ain't tapping into the power of God, your situation ain't as big or as powerful as it needs to be, because the power of God makes it stronger. On the movie, it said, you know, she would go to sleep by a tree in the field, and when she wakes up, she know which way to go. She know who's following her. She know what to do. That ain't nobody but the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Harriet Tubman walked back into danger to lead others to freedom. That was a lifted horn as well. Amen? Also, Jackie Robinson. I learned long time ago that we have different sports for different ethnicity, black or white. We have different sports for black or white, you know, and when we try to, as they would think, infiltrate their sports, we're ostracized, we're pushed out. Amen. They do awfully ugly stuff to us to make you understand and know that you're not a part or you do not belong. Amen? So here we go with Jackie Robinson, was the first African-American playing baseball. See, now we have the liberty. We go out for baseball or softball, and we think we're done doing something. But if you notice, there's not a lot of us out there, because that wasn't something that was presented to us. Amen. Jackie Robinson stepped onto the baseball field and endured hatred with dignity, and that was a lifted horn, because he overcame. A lifted horn means you overcame what was presented before you in adversity. You overcame the oppression. You overcame the divorce. You overcame the abuse. You overcame it with dignity. Amen. And nowadays, we have to say you overcame the bullying for you young people, because that's running rampant in school today. So if you can overcome something, that's a lifted horn. Amen. Because God gave you strength and power to overcome that situation. They tried to push us down, but God lifted us up, y'all. Every generation, God has lifted us up. God gives us strength in every aspect of our life if we would just turn it over to him. I wanted to read just a little bit of this. Martin Luther King, and it says, "I have a dream." And we quote it a lot of times, but I don't know if we really understand it. But Martin Luther King, "I have a dream," says, and I went down to the end of it. It says, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every city, every hamlet, for every state and every city, and we are able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will we be able to join hand and sing in the words of old Negro spirituals, free at last, great God Almighty, free at last. That means everybody. See, a lot of times we want to put one race above another race. But it's a powerful thing when one person can get up and talk about all the races. That means he have the love of God on the inside of him, because it's everybody he's talking about. He's not just singling out one. Now, guess what? It does mean he had a dream and he had the right to say what he said about some things. But he did at the end say he would like for everybody to be a part of that dream. Amen? So go back and read it. That's just something, little nuggets, because this is Black History Month. I know y'all want me to tell y'all this, that, but it's Black History Month. You need to know your heritage. You need to know why you exist. We have purpose, y'all. It's amazing that we can jump higher. We can play harder. We can throw farther. We can dance better. And still, they push us to the side and take what we have and try to mimic it and take it for their own. Amen? You think about Madam C.J. Walker and how she was the first one for us African Americans hair. And we, now, y'all know, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Don't no black own not one hair store, and we buy them out. We buy them out. But Madam C.J. Walker was the first African-American in those times built wealth because she targeted the black community, women. Amen? So it didn't just start. It was back in the day. It came from way back in the day. And it was one of us that did it. We're smart, y'all. We're intelligent. We just got to stop allowing people to press us down. But it also, we need to stop pressing each other down. Amen? See, we press each other down. It ain't just across the track. It's us too. We got to learn to stop pressing each other down and lift each other up. Amen? We have to learn to start doing that as well. I came to tell somebody today what tried to destroy us back then only developed us. It did. It developed you because it made you pray harder. It made you stay before the Lord and some stuff. Because some stuff we just didn't understand. So we stayed before the Lord. It made us do some things differently. So sometimes just because you're in a stage in your life that things are not going well, it's not necessarily that God is punishing you. He might be developing you in that situation. We got to learn to be developed. So it ain't gonna always be easy. We have to be developed to be better. Amen? Amen. Point number two, God does the lifting. Notice that I didn't say David or you or me did the lifting. I said God lift. He says, I will exalt. That's something to me because a lot of times we like to take the credit for things that we have no control over. Notice that he said, I will not exalt myself, but he said, thou shall exalt. Who is thou? God. See, because if you got to take the credit for the exalting, you need to take the credit for the suffering as well. You can't take all the accolades if you don't want to suffer. So we better make sure we give it back to who it's due to. Amen. From the cotton fields to the boardrooms. Most of our ancestors picked cotton. Hands pricked, bloody hands. 12-hour days wasn't no days. We're talking about 14, 15, 16-hour days that they're out there in that sun picking cotton. Amen. And now if we're out there 5 minutes, we're trying to get somewhere where it's cool. We out there 5 minutes, y'all, and I'm saying I turn into Cruella de Vil. I cannot handle it. But they were out there 14, 15, 16-hour days picking cotton. Getting paid 10 cents. Man, you pay me 10 cents right now. I'm looking at you crazy because I'm telling you, you need to keep that for yourself. Y'all, we need to know how privileged we are. And how liberty, God has given us liberty, how we are have overcome some situations. We got a long way to go, but we have overcome some stuff. And we need to be excited about some of the things that God has placed in our path. We don't get happy about nothing nowadays, but you ought to be happy right now. You ain't in them cotton fields. You better be happy that you ain't getting beat with the whip. We don't get happy about nothing because we think we deserve what we get. No, we don't. No, we don't. God just loves us so much that he decided that this generation will be at liberty. That was his choice. The word of God said he knew you before while you were in the womb, so he knew when you were going to be born. And he said, this generation, I got this, I need this generation over here. Because this old generation over here, they can take it. Some of us, we just really couldn't. Amen? Think about it. From the back of the bus to the front of the bus. Now y'all be running to the back of the bus. I'm just saying. Come on now. Now you're running to the back of the bus, and they fall tooth and nail to get you to the front. They running. They want to sit back there because, yeah, they got their own agenda. They got their own agenda. So they run into the back of the bus. But do you know somebody fought tooth and nail for you to sit on the front of the bus? I think about us as a people and when it's time to vote. Do you know they fought for us to be able to vote and you say I ain't voting? They fought for us for education because a lot of us of this color couldn't read or write. So it is important, young people, to get your teaching and your learning because that was fought for. And you got to be able to instill some stuff in the next generation. How are you going to instill something you don't have? Amen? When President Barack Obama took office, or the oath, I'm not even going to say office, the oath, it was a hooray for African Americans. Amen. And we use that a lot of times as, well, his mama wasn't black. We have to find something to discredit somebody. But let me tell y'all a secret. If your daddy black, I'm just saying it like that. I believe we got that. If your father, maybe that's correct English. If your father is African American, then that's your ethnicity. There we go. It took me a while, y'all. But we have to try to find things to discredit each other instead of looking at the positive part of it. Amen? That was history in the making, and that was God exalting, showing you that it can be done. It is so, amen? We have black Supreme Court people. We never had that before. It can be done. We got black judges. It can be done, y'all. It can be done. This generation is more tech savvy than any generation that has come. These kids, little bitty kids, can work phones better than me. I'm telling you. They can flip it up, tell you what it is, swipe. And I'm like, I didn't even know that happened. Do that like that. But they can do it. So guess what? That means the Lord has placed something on the inside of them for just that task. See, God gives us, y'all, what we need and why we need it. For purpose. Because as we go to the next generation, it's becoming AI sensitive. A lot of us can't do AI. But these new generations can. Amen? They can. And because God is equipping them for, that's why they're standing on the shoulders, y'all, because they can see farther, they can do more, and they can be better. Amen? That's why. It's not that we're eliminating the shoulders that we're standing on. Amen? It's just we're enhancing more stuff. You're not obsolete because you're older. You're wise. God has given you wisdom to instruct the newer generation. You might not do it the same, but guess what? You can tell us about it. You can help us. So don't ever count yourself out. God still got purpose for your life, because that's why you're still here. Amen? Who do the lifting? I guess maybe I'm going to say that. Talk back to me. It's all right. It's Heritage Sunday. Who do the lifting? God do the lifting. Let me say it again. Who do the lifting? God. Say it like you mean it. God do the lifting. That's why I said earlier, we act like we don't get excited about nothing. If God is lifting me over my situation, and I'm telling y'all, I have some sickness in my body, and if God taking me over that, I'm so excited, I don't know what to do about myself. God has kept my mind from depression. I don't know what to do about that. I'm excited about it. Amen. Sometimes when people are wanting to do me wrong, God will cover my eyes. I don't even see it. I'm excited about that, y'all. I'm excited about what God is doing. It's excitement. In worship, we learn to worship God, we can get excited because you're worshiping somebody that has your best interest at heart. If we can worship everything and everybody else, we at least can worship the Creator. Amen? God does the lifting. Amen. Amen. Also, did I tell y'all I wasn't going to be up here long? Okay, I'm not. I'm not. We already know people ready to eat. We already know people want to go. We already know people No, I ain't Pastor Hams, you know. I know, so I ain't going to be long. We got to eat Soul Food Sunday. Mm-hmm. And how many of us like soul food? I do. Y'all might not, but I do. I'm going to raise my hand for y'all. I'm ready for it. Hope you got some greens, peas, bread, chicken. Yeah, I want all that. Amen. But before I get all that, we're going to get the word of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to get the word so we can know why we're having Soul Food Sunday. Amen. The word of God says, and I quote it real good, that people, take that back because that ain't a quote from God. I don't ever want to be out of order. But the word of God says, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Do anybody think they know what a unicorn is? A unicorn is something that has a horn this way. It is strong. It is powerful. But it is called a mythical creature. I know a lot of translations says a wild ox. That means it's so strong that you can't take it down. It's so strong. I was looking at a movie the other night, and they had men lined up, bondaged together, and they were strong men. I'm not going to say strong men. They looked strong, because I don't know. They looked strong. They was built with a strong mentality, I guess I would say it like that. But they were laid across the front, and people were bidding on them. Because back in the day, what they wanted was somebody that could work their fields. They wanted strong people. And that's where the horn of a unicorn comes, a strong mentality. We have to know that nothing is stronger than God. I don't care what you look like, how you build, nothing is stronger than God. All our strength, all our help comes from God. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil. When you look at the word fresh, you look at something that is not of yesterday. It's something that's new every day. The word says that God renews us every day. New mercies are new every day. So it means we need something every day. We can't keep living off of yesterday's prayer. We need to pray today. We can't keep living off yesterday what we did back in the day. We got to come up with the times. It didn't say forget the times. It's saying we got to come up with the times. We have to have a fresh oil poured on you. Fresh oil means something that has never been poured before. Never been poured before. Not old oil, but fresh oil. Old means something we have done before, and we're reusing it. But when you say fresh, that means God is pouring out something new. And we need God to pour out something new on our generation, in our churches, in our families, on our jobs. We need fresh oil. Because I don't know about y'all, but I want to see, before God take me home, I want to see our generation get happy about something. I want to see it. That's been my prayer. I want to see that we get excited about something that God is doing and not just at a ball game. I want to see it. Because God means more to me than me at a ball game. We can shout, we can praise, we can act up at a ball game. But we come into the house of God, I might get this. And that's the truth. That's not just in our church, that's in every church. But back in the day, when they praised and stomped their feet, they didn't need no choir. They didn't need no mics. All they had was their voices. And their voices carried from here down to the river. You could hear them singing, clapping, and praising God. Because guess what? They knew who they was praising. We need to understand who we're praising, and we'll do it. We'll lift up holy hands. We'll shout. We'll praise God with all our might and all our strength if we understand who we're praising it to. And that's been my prayer. I want to see the house of God get excited about the word of God, about God and his things. Because we don't have nothing unless God is providing it for us. We don't have nothing. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything belongs to him. So when we get excited about him, he'll keep giving us stuff. And we can clap. We can get excited. We can smile. Because we act like we doom and gloom. And God is good to us. He's so good to us. He is so wonderful to us. And sometimes, y'all, we need to show it. We just celebrated Valentine's Day. We did. And if Boo or Bae did not celebrate your Valentine like you wanted him to, you were mad. But if he did, you was happy. And you were saying, thank you, baby. Thank you. Ooh, I like that. But how many of y'all done told God thank you today? Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning, clothing me in my right mind, ordering my steps, giving me a brand new day of new mercies. How many of us have told God, thank you? Thank you, God. Tell it to him like you want to tell it to him. How many? Because that's what we do. You give honor and respect to who's giving it to you. And he has given us everything. Amen. So, fresh oil, renewed every generation. Every generation is different from the previous generation. Every one of us are in a different span, and we're different from the ones that came before us. Amen. So it is more that they have learned that we didn't learn, but that don't mean that we can't gel together and make it a powerful, authoritative people of God. It ain't about uniformity. It's about unity. We can all look alike, but we might not be on the same page. We need, God want us to be unified together, walking in him. Amen. And when one fall, somebody be over there to pick her up or him up. Because we're just that close knitted. If we want to follow after the previous generation, we need to take some of those things that they done. And pray together, stay together, love together. Amen. If we want to follow after pattern ourselves after that, then it's some things that they did. If that's what we want to do. If we want to really stand on the shoulders, we need to love more. If we really want to stand on the shoulders, we need to give more. And I'm not just talking about giving your money, your time, your effort. We have so many people that are sitting dormant and have gifts and talents that God has presented or gave to you for the body of Christ. It ain't just for you to sit and hold them and say, I can do it, I won't do it. It's for you to edify the body of Christ. That's what we're for. That's what we need to do. That's what we all need to do as people of God. All represent anointing, favor, and empowerment. I like that. Fresh oil means new strength for new battles. New battles, that means some things are going to come up against you. Your children are going to be acting up. You want to jake them, knock them down. Yeah, you do. Don't tell no lie. You do. You be wanting to put hands on them. And nowadays they tell you, don't put hands on them. But I tell y'all something. I'm still here today, over 50 plus, and I got them. And there's nothing wrong with me. The word of God says, spare the rod, spoil the child. That's the word. But when you take the word out of things, then you decide to do it according to man-made things. Amen? Yeah, I got them. Y'all ought to know, my mom's smart, so you know I got them. I got them. Told me up, yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm still standing. I'm okay. You can't even see no bruises. You'll be fine after that whooping. You'll be fine. You're going to live. You're going to live. Yeah, we got to teach our generation. We got to stop sending them to the schools and thinking they're going to teach them. You got to teach them at home. They go out to the school and act out what they are being taught at home. So we got to do our part in raising and rearing our children. So they'll know when it's their time to raise and rear their own children. You tolerate disrespect at home, guess what they're going to do? The world ain't going to love them. Mama and daddy love them to the ends of the earth. You can't do no wrong. But people are not going to treat your children like you do. So it's the best thing is to train them right so they don't have to say nothing to them. Because you know we get mad when you say something to our children. Special black mama. Come on, y'all. We get hot cotton mad if you say something to our children. And you know your children are disrespectful. So if you teach them at home, they won't go up there acting all up so you won't have to say nothing to them. Amen. Teach them that. Amen. That's just a word from my heart. It's true. I've raised my children. I'm continuing to raise. They don't never get too old for you to pour into them. They're never too old for you to give them wisdom, to give them love, give them care. They're never too old. They're never too old. But if you're not giving them, then don't expect somebody else to. You've got to do your part. You got to raise them right. You got to teach them respect. And children, y'all need to... you got to teach them respect. They telling us not to whoop our children. They're telling you what to do with your child in your home. I didn't say beat them like they slave, but I said you can spank them. And it's okay, they're going to live. They're going to cry a little while, but it's all right, we all cry. Y'all cry nowadays. If circumstances get too hard, you crying. Loved ones leave, you crying. So you still cry, and you okay. So guess what? They will be as well. But they're our next generation. So we got to train them right. You got to discipline them right. And if you don't want nobody to tell your children nothing, homeschool them. You going up there to get something those people have. You're not going up there to be liked. Homeschool them. You don't want nobody to say nothing to them. Teach them at home. And guess what? You're going to be the only one dealing with them. Amen. That's just mine. I didn't homeschool mine. I sent them right on up there. But I guarantee you they knew how to act. They knew how to act. That's what all it boiled down to. I'm not saying be no harsh and mean. No, I'm not. But I am saying you have to train them because they are our next generation. And the generations continues. And as the generations continue, we're ever changing, we're ever learning. So if they don't know nothing, they can't give nothing. You got to put some substance on the inside of them. Amen? Amen. I think about the song Aretha Franklin. Respect. I don't know if the young people might not even know that. They know it. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, yeah, everybody know it. We all want respect. Not just adults. We need to respect our children as well. Amen. We need to respect them as well. Because we all want respect. The word of God also says treat people how you want to be treated. That goes along with respect. If you want respect, give it. And sometimes even if you're not getting it, still get it. Because to say you're telling somebody, that's how I want you to treat me. Treat someone how you want to be treated, not how they treated you. So that's why it's important to know this word so we can impart this word into our children. They can impart it into their children. Amen? The more the music, we think about the craftsmanship of us as a woman or a built, and they go buy it. So that tells you already that they mimicking who you are. I don't know why we feel like we less than when everybody trying to mimic who we are. They're trying to mimic you in every area of, even down to plastic surgeries. Is it called BBLs? They trying to mimic things to make them look like the African American woman. Amen? So don't count yourself low. You are beautiful and who God made you to be. Amen? Fresh oil. We need to ask God to pour fresh oil over our children, over ourselves. Because let me tell y'all something. If us as adults don't get some pizzazz or some jazz about ourselves, our children are not going to have it either. Amen. We got to have some pizzazz and some jazz about ourselves. Not just when we feel like we're going out on the town. We need to have that every day. They need to see you every day in a different manner. So they'll know how to handle themselves in different manners. We're not going to talk about the bunnets. We're gonna slide right on by that. But you already know the situation about the bunny. Stop coming out the house with a bunny on. They didn't have bunnets back in the day. They had some of those things that Minister Tate have on. Decorative stuff. Decorative. If you got to get something decorated so it can look presentable. Because what you show, they mimic, or they critique, or they talk about. Amen? So we need God to pour fresh oil on our children, fresh oil on our families. Families are important. Families are important. Don't ever let nobody tell you your family is not important because it ain't a mama and a daddy in your house. You're still important. If it's just mama and children, you are important and you are a family. Amen? Families are important. Fresh oil on our churches. We need God to pour a rhema oil in our churches. You think about Nehemiah, and they walked around the wall praising God until the wall fell down. How many of us can do that without giving up? Back in the day, y'all, they worshiped, they prayed, they ate, they loved each other, they encouraged each other. That's what I'm trying to get us to do today. That's what Black Heritage is all about. If we're going to learn right, we need to learn it right. It's not just about wearing the clothes. It's not about wearing the clothes and knowing exactly what they did. It's about the value, the core values that they presented before us that we need to continue. Fresh oil on our future. The word says also, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord, to prosper you, for you to be in good health, and have an expected end or future. Pray that over yourself, over your children. God already knows the future that he has for you. You need to tap into it. Amen? You need to tap into what God has in store for you.